On our Father's Day today, I wanted to share this passage. This one here I enjoy. It's kind of an interesting thing. Paul, you know, he is at the end of the book here, or the letter. It's really a letter. We call it kind of a chapter or book. But it was a letter to the Corinthian church, and he wanted to interject this point because a Corinthian church, you know, had a lot of issues in it from time to time. So he wanted to try to get, the people, especially the men, to step up. Now, you and I, we live in a culture today where the gender roles are being blurred and they're being confused by people. You know, what does it mean to be a man anymore? I really believe that needs to be defined. You know, our culture has portrayed that being a man is a bad thing sometimes. Now, granted, you know, I know that some men have been poor examples and have done some things to, I guess, shoot us in the foot. But to me, as we are kind of honoring Father's Day today, you know, it's hard to be a good father unless you're a good man. I don't think you can do it. So, you know, as we look at this today, you know, hopefully God's Word, we receive it today with a spirit, you know, that we want to grow more and that it God will show us exactly what it is we need to do. Amen. I don't want to step on toes today, but it steps on my toes. You know, and I don't want you women elbowing your husband while we're sitting here today. Amen. Why don't you do that? Have you ever had that happen? You know, us men, I mean, it's wonder we ain't black and blue sometimes, isn't it? You know, in our rib cage. But the scripture that I've chosen today, it's 1 Corinthians 16:13. It says, be on the alert. Stand firm in the faith, act like men, be strong. Let's pray. Father God, we honor you today. We thank you, Lord, for your word, for your anointing that's on the word of God, to be able to change our lives, to be able to transform us, to be able to make us into the people you've called us to be. Lord, right now I yield to the gift you give me. I use it for your glory, Lord. I pray for words that both pierce and penetrate to leave my lips, and Lord, for the gifts of the Spirit to be in operation. We bind Satan from stealing the word in any way, shape, or form. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Now, what I've noticed over the years, in my vast years upon this planet, especially on TV and movies, that they kind of portray men, you know, in the wrong idea of what it is to really be a man. You know, I just thought of a couple things, you know, primarily, you know, far as Hollywood or TV is concerned, if you're not Superman, you're kind of Clark Kent, right? You know, there is no in-between. There's not a lot of, you know, things out there that show men as really men ought to be and how they lead their families. Granted, there is a few shows, but not as many. Now, one thing I mean about Clark Kent, I'm talking about old school Superman, not the one on WB or whatever where he's in high school. You know, I'm talking about the Clark Kent that used to try to hide his identity all the time. Remember him? And see, we have a lot of men that try to hide their identity. They're afraid to really be, or maybe they don't know how, to be the man of God that he's called them to be. Maybe our father wasn't a man of God and never showed us the way. You know, I really believe that, you know, sometimes we've missed out in the idea that it's so good to have somebody we can look up to, especially in the things of God. You know, a man of God, a woman of God, somebody that can show us really how it's supposed to be, because that helps. You know, I believe in the life-changing, transforming power of God's Word, but it's always good to see somebody living it. It really helps. You know, I believe that we as a people, especially the body of Christ, need to stop looking to Hollywood and start looking to the Holy Word. Amen? You know, too many times we try to look and try to fit into what the world says. We need to be different. God's called us out. You know, real men are not TV superheroes. You know, real men take care of their families and they do what they're called to do. And we need to see ourselves in a different light. Now, I think real men do have a superpower gift. Maybe have you ever wanted a superpower gift? You know, maybe your superpower gift, you know, maybe you'd like to fly. You know, maybe you'd like to, you know, be like Thor with that big hammer and just be able to do stuff. But really, the superpower gift that God's given all men is two gifts: provider, protector. Inside of you is a DNA that you've been wired by God to be the provider and the protector for your family. And that's been rewired by the world. And we need to get back to how God created us and what we're supposed to do. You know, I really know that, you know, being a provider and protector sometimes is difficult. And I know we have some single moms and maybe single mothers here today. And sometimes you have to pull the dual role in your families where you have to be the provider and protector also. But as a pastor, I know that sometimes, you know, sometimes I get shot at. You know, not just by the devil, but Christians sometimes. They say some mean things to me. And I'll be honest, I put up with it. But you mess with my family, that's a different story. That's when the protector comes out. People can call me every name in the book, but if you call my kid a name, it's a different thing. It goes off inside of a dad. They don't want that. And that's because inside of us, God has wired us that way to be the provider and the protector for our families. Now, the scripture talks about several different points that we're going to look at and break it down a little bit. First, it says to be on the alert. You know, to be alert, it means to be quick to notice and respond to potential danger or problems. You know, it talks about refraining from sleep. Now, this is not just talking about physical sleep. You know, sometimes as men, we're not as good at missing sleep as the moms are we? You know, when the kid wakes up in the night, you know, usually us guys can tune that out, right? And the mom usually, after a while, you know, they get up. But I think this is talking about spiritual and moral sleep. And I believe that part of the provider and protector of the family, you know, men have maybe, you know, shirked their responsibility. Because we, as men of God, need to protect our families spiritually from the wiles of the devil. The enemy is out there. He's trying to come in to steal, kill, and destroy. And being a man of God means we stand our ground. You know, that story that I told maybe a year or so ago about the dog soldiers, some of you may remember that. That impressed me. It impressed me. What they would do, they would have a rope tied to their ankle. And they would drive a stake in the ground. And when the enemy come in, they would not run, but they would stand in that spot and fight till their death if they had to. They would not pull the stake out and run. But many men today are running from their responsibilities to be able to stand their ground and to be able to stand for their families, to be able to lead their families in the things of God. And God says, rise up today. He's wanting us to rise up. You know, sometimes there's false teaching and theology out there we have to be careful of. And as a man of God, you know, we need to be aware of that to be able to train our families. You know, too many times, you know, that we are not as passionate, you know, as we should be. We have a passive faith. And passive faith doesn't really work. We need to be passionate about our faith. We need to be passionate about the things of God and the things that God wants us to do. And as we lead our families and He's called us out of darkness into His marvelous light to follow Him in everything that we can do. You know, especially in the book of Ezekiel, it calls for a watchman. A watchman was someone who would be up on the tower and they would keep watch by night and they would look for the attacks that are going to come so they'd be ready for it. Sadly to men, too many men are asleep at the wheel. And they're not guarding their families and things are coming in. I don't know about you, but I've watched a few Western movies and war movies in my day. And, you know, knowing that, have you ever noticed that they would, you know, have somebody keep watch? You know, maybe they'd come and make a camp and all of a sudden they had to keep watch because, you know, an enemy out there, whether it was, you know, an Indian or somebody from, you know, in the army that was going to attack them. So they took turns keeping watch at night. And what always usually happened is a lot of times the hero would take the first watch, wouldn't he? He would say, I'll take first watch. You guys all go to sleep. I got this. Men, step up and be a hero. Take the first watch for your families. Start to be the man of God He's called you to be. And also, you know, as men step up, you know, we need to praise God for godly women. This message isn't just for men, but for godly women here today. You know, I praise God for godly women because technically men and women are joint heirs with Christ. We're in this together. And we need to walk together hand in hand. And I especially pray again for the single moms and mothers here today, you know, that are doing this all alone because they're having to do a man's job, not to mention a woman's job. You know, and they need our prayer support. And men, we need to be there for them also. Next, it tells us to stand firm in the faith. When you stand firm, it means to be constant by standing on your own two feet. To me, it's not talking about being a mama's boy. You know, we men need to step up and we need to stand and make that stand. You know, I believe every man should have a working knowledge of the Word of God. I believe that. It's not rocket science, people. If you can read, you can get it. Amen? Now, the key is you got to be born again, because unless you're born again, you cannot perceive the kingdom of God. That is a disclaimer. You know, you will not understand the Bible unless you're saved. You might get bits and pieces and informational information, but you will not get revelation until you surrender your life to God. But after that, then we need to be, you know, constant in our relationship with God. It needs to be a daily thing. You know, we need to be reading and studying God's Word. We need to do that. It's not just something that we delegate off to our spouses. You know, we need to be praying. You know, we need to have, you know, constant church attendance. We need to be there with other men and serving God and walking with God. How many men are loving me so far today? Some of you guys are going out there going, wish you'd shut up. Leave me alone. It's Father's Day. I only get one day a year, right? Well, on your birthday, that's 2 days a year. But I want us to stand up. I believe men can do it. You will never feel as good as you can in God until you stand up and let God stand inside of you. When you do that, you will start to experience something you've never experienced before. Next, it tells to act like men. To me, that's saying to behave with the wisdom and courage of a man. God has put inside of us the wisdom and courage that we need. You know, it's in our DNA. But like I said, too many times it's not been emulated through the media and through different things that, you know, we can understand and be able to do it. When it talks about act, it doesn't mean to be a pretender. You know, I know, you know, what it means to be a pretender. You know, a lot of men are pretenders. They'll act one way at home and then another way at work. They'll act one way, you know, when they're at church, and then when they're out with the guys, you know, they'll be a little different, right? We can't be that kind of guy. You know, we need to step up and be the man. You know, some people think being a man, you know, they think of them, you know, you got to be a strong fighter. You know, you got to be like WWE, whatever them guys are. You know, and then, oh, maybe some people think that you, as you're a tough guy, that, you know, that makes you a man. Or maybe you need to be good with the ladies. You know what I'm saying? That makes you a man. You're a player. You have a lot of numbers in your phone, in your little book, or whatever the case may be. Some people think that's a man. But I don't believe either of those. You know, I see there's so many pretenders out there. Have you ever watched movies or TV or whatever, and you see some actor, and that person sticks out to you? They think, wow, man, that guy's cool. He's a man's man. He's good. But then only to hear on the news that they weren't really like that. They got busted for doing something that they wasn't supposed to be doing. See, the news will tell you really what's going on. But when they're on the cinema, that's just an act. And us men, you know, we don't just need to be doing the act. You know, we need to be doing the thing. And it's not playing a role, but it's being a role model. And that's what's important. Now, remember last week's message was grace. We might need to go back to that a little bit. I don't want to heap condemnation on us. But I do know that God has put inside of us this ability. This ability to be able to accomplish these things. You know, one time, Denise and I visited Kaylee, and it's been a while back, and we were there, and her and this guy, they were kind of, you know, interested in each other a little bit, but it didn't really work out. And one of her friends, you know, it was really kind of a funny story. One of her friends came up and said, you know, it's really probably for the best that it didn't work out with you two, because you would probably like somebody more like your dad, more manly. I got all puffed up a little bit, you know. Made me feel kind of good, other than I don't want her to marry somebody like me. I mean, I'm not that easy to live with. But, you know, the guy that she was interested in, he was really more into fashion. Nothing wrong with that. He wore skinny jeans and scarves, and that's fine. Besides, I wear blue jeans, and I don't wear scarves. You know what I'm saying? That's just not me. You know, I'm different. You know, as I wear my blue jeans, if I have a hole in my blue jeans, it's because I earned it. I worked and I got that hole. I would never go spend money to pay for a pair of jeans that has holes already in them. That just doesn't make sense to me. And I live by a simple rule, and some of you guys may have a similar rule. If JCPenney's and Menards don't have it, you don't probably need it. Amen? That's a simple. I get my clothes at JCPenney's, and if I need something else, I just go to Menards, and that's it. That's my idea of shopping. And I don't shop, I go buy. I don't go around looking for stuff. I know what I want, I go there, I get it, and I leave. That's simple as that. Now, all kidding aside, you know, it's not talking about when manly being, you know, somebody that's really into sports or somebody that's being really into the outdoors. To me, it's talking about being mature. And it's talking about a spiritual and moral maturity. And that's what we need to get to when we act like men. Next, it talks about to be strong. When it talks about being strong, it means to strengthen and confirm or establish. You know, we live in a hostile world and we need strong people to lead the way. You know, God raises up people from time to time. As you read the scriptures, you know, all through the Old Testament as well as the New, God would raise somebody up. And that person would make a stand and they would lead the people for a while. But then when they passed away, then it seems like things unraveled till maybe somebody else stood up. Well, is there anybody here today? Maybe somebody that will stand up to lead the way, to show people just what can be done for God and how we can accomplish great things for Him. You know, we need men of courage who are willing to back up what they say. You know, if we say we're going to do it, then we need to be there. You know, there's a lot of cowards that will not back up what they say. If you won't back it up, don't say it. Simple as that. You know, we need to do this. So how do we apply these, guys? What are some things that you and I can do? Well, number one, we need to decide to be a godly man. Simple as that. You know, a lot of times we have different goals in life, don't we? You know, I want to be this. I want to have this kind of stuff. I want this kind of business. You know, I want to do all these things. But to me, it's all about priorities. And I've studied people. I've been pastoring a long time. And I've been a Christian for over 30 years. And I study people. And you can see those whose priorities are not in line with God's Word. And I'm not talking about just walking away from sin, but I'm talking about their approach and their seeking after God. You know, they can seek after God unless there's other things that get in the way. You know? Unless there's things that, you know, there's things out there that kind of come in and it clouds their vision. They'd rather go do this over here than follow God or do this. So we need to decide, you know, what it means to be a godly man and get our priorities in order and set down and write those down. You know, and maybe you're married today or you're a single woman here and you're looking for a godly man. You know, pray, number one, if you have a man, don't get rid of him if he's broken, amen? Pray that God will make him a godly man. And if you're single today and you're looking for a man, don't settle for anything less than a godly man. Don't make that mistake. I've watched it time and time again. But pray right now that God is going to prepare the man He has for you and that he's going to be godly because that's what you deserve. Next, men need to put our relationship with God ahead of work and pleasure. That's when it gets a little more real. A lot of times, you know, we get so tied up with work and all these things, we want to, you know, gather all this stuff, and it takes money, so we go out and we do all these things, and then when we get that stuff, and then all of a sudden, oh man, I need me a boat, or I need me a set of clubs, or a snowmobile, or, you know, whatever the case may be, and we go off and we chase after this. And we put all these things ahead of God. But our relationship with God is more important than our relationship with our spouse, with our children, or with anybody else. Unless we have that relationship right, all these other relationships will never reach their full potential. So it's our relationship with God that we have to develop first. Next, we need to be a role model. If we don't model God and church, and that God and church are important in our lives, how will our children think God and church are important? Right? If we tell, you know, I don't know about you, one of the crazy things is that old saying, do as I say, not as I do. That works while they're little, but when they get older, it don't work no more. It doesn't work that way. It needs to be modeled. It needs to be shown to them. And, you know, that's where a lot of mentoring and all these things kind of come into place. And, you know, maybe, men, you're here today and you never had that model to you. That means we need something else. And that's my last point. We need to hang out with other godly men. Just as simple as that. Men need to get together. Godly men. Get together and do stuff together. Iron sharpens iron. Find a prayer partner, somebody that you can trust and do things with. You know, become the man of God He's called you to be. I'll tell you what, one of the greatest things that you're going to experience is as we start to ascend in Christ, and that ascension happens as we start to grow and we start to mature. Everything I've said today is very attainable. It's easy. You just got to release and then grab a hold. You release the things holding you back, and you grab a hold of God. And you say, God, I want You more than all this stuff. And once we get to that point in our life, we're going to start to understand everything that God has for us. And the relationship with God is so awesome. There's nothing like it. I wouldn't trade it for anything. Adam did, and that started the fall. Adam put his relationship with his wife ahead of God, and that got him into trouble. No matter how much you love your wives, your relationship with God has to be first. And as you develop that relationship, that's going to give you such a godly love for your wife, that agape love, that sacrificial love. Your marriage will never be the same. And some of you women, you're saying, man, I want that guy. Now, don't say it right now out loud. But you say, I want that guy. Pray for your man of God. Pray that God's going to use them and bring them to the place they want. It's never too late with God. Amen? Let's pray.